Nisekhta Saita Daf Lamed, 16 lines from the bottom of Daf Chav Tesa and Beis, and we'll begin with a bit of a review and also mention a few relevant Yisaitis to help us understand our Gemara. Rabbi Kiva taught us in the Mishnah Daf Chav Zayin and Beis that a loaf of bread that is a Sheni L'tuma can be Mitame, another food product, to be a Shlishi L'tuma, and this applies not only to Chuma, but even to Chulin, and his Mekar was from a Pasuk, while we saw that clearly Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai hold that although a Sheni can create a Shlishi L'tuma by Chuma based on the Kavu Chayma, however, chulin can never become a shlishi according to Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai, and we'll see in the Gemara in Daf Lamed and Aleph that this is also the shita of five other Tanayim, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Lezer, and Rabbi Lezer. And it could be that the reason why the Gemara brings down that there are five other Tanayim that hold like Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai is because we have a side that halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechaveir v'lei mechaveir of, and therefore the Gemara wanted to show that in this machlekes we don't follow the psak of Rabbi Akiva, and chulin cannot become a shlishi l'tuma as halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechaveir v'lei mechaveir of. And as we saw yesterday, that the Kavu Chayma that Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai learned this from is from the din of a Tfil Yoyim, that since we see that Tfil Yoyim is so kal that he can eat chulin and even Maisa Sheni, and even so he cannot eat chuma, so certainly a Sheni the Tumah, which is so chama and is even tummy by chulin, so certainly a Sheni can create Tumah and cause chuma to become a Shlishi. And Rashi pointed out that even though generally we would say the klal of Dayoy, and all you can prove is that chuma can become a Sheni, but Rashi points out that since there is no need for the Kavu Chayma to teach us that chuma can become a sheni, as we know that from a Mefurish Pasuk, and therefore we have a klal that heichad mifur kavu chayma loyamin adayay, that in the case where we have a kavu chayma and we wouldn't be able to use it for anything, then we don't say the concept of dayay. And keep in mind that the Gemara yesterday discussed various ways that the Tanoim wanted to break the kavu chayma of Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai, and one of the ways that we wanted to break it was by saying that possibly a tefil yoyim is osati chuma, since yesh b'minoy avatuma, while a food product can never be an avatuma, and therefore possibly a Sheni L'tumah would not be able to create a Shlishi L'tumah even by the Gei Truma. And our Gemara then continued that Rabbi Yisi stated that even though Truma can only become a Shlishi, however Kachim can even become a Revi L'tumah based on the Kavu Chayma from Mechusuk Purim. And the Kavu Chayma was as follows, that just like a Mechusuk Purim, whose Tumma is so weak and he can even eat Truma and yet he can't eat Kachim, so certainly if the Tumma of a loaf of bread is so Chamor that it can even become a Shlishi L'tumah, so certainly a Shlishi can create a Revi by Hegdish. And once again Rashi states that Dayi doesn't apply, as the fact that Hegdish can become a Shlishi L'tumah is certainly known to us from the same Kavu Chayma that Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai had from a Tfil Yoyim, and even more so it is known from a Mefurish Pasuk, as the Pasuk states, V'habasa Shiyiga B'chol Tamei Lo Ye'ochel, as we already explained. And let's remember that the Gemara as well as the Torah used the terms Tamei and Pasul as terms of art. The Lashon Tumah refers to something that can not only contract Tumah, but it can also transmit Tumah further, while the term Pasul refers to something that can contract tumma, but it is too weak to transmit tumma any further. And our Gemara will now bring a kasha from Rabbi Yechon on Rabbi Yisi to disprove the theory of Rabbi Yisi that we have a kavu chayma that will teach us that a shlishi l'tumma can transmit tumma to hegdish and make it a revi. And let us speak out the question, and we will then learn it in the Gemara. As we will see, there's a three of a machlekes as to the strength of a tefil yoyim to be metame hegdish. So certainly, as we stated yesterday, a tefil yoyim cannot be metame chulin or maisa sheni, and certainly a tefil yoyim can be paisel chuma, meaning if a tefil yoyim touches chuma, the chuma will be considered a shlishi l'tuma, and therefore it would seem that tefil yoyim has the status of a sheni l'tuma. And if so, if a tefil yoyim would come into contact with hegdish, then l'chayr, a piece of hegdish would be a shlishi, and if that piece of hegdish now touches another piece of hegdish, then the second piece of hegdish would be considered a vi. And as we will see in a brisa, this is actually the shita of Rameya. However, Abishol holds that although it's true that a tefil yoyim cannot be metame chulin, and a tefil yoyim can only pasul chuma, but at least as it pertains to hegdish and as a maglo behegdish, we consider the tefil yoyim to be a rishain, and therefore if the tefil yoyim touches a piece of hegdish, the piece of hegdish would become a sheni, and then it could be metame another piece of hegdish, which would be a shlishi, and the second piece can then pasul a third piece of hegdish and make it a revi. And the brisa will then bring a third shita, which will be the shita of Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan argue both on Abishol and as well as Rameya, and they hold that a tefil yoyim is a weaker tuma, and just like he can only pasul chuma, he can only make chuma into a shlishi, a tefil yoyim can only pasul hegdish, and a tefil yoyim can only cause hegdish to become a shlishi and cannot cause it to become a revi. And the Gemara's question is that l'chayra, if Rabbi Yossi is correct, and if Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbanon, then how could it be Shaykh that they would hold that a Tful Yoyim can be Metame Truma, and yet they would hold that a Tful Yoyim cannot be Metame Hegdish to be a Rabbi? And Zulchur, this goes against the exact point of Rabbi Yossi, because according to Rabbi Yossi, we had this Kavah Chayma, and certainly a Tful Yoyim should be able to pass the Hegdish and make it a Rabbi. And let us now see this in the Gemara. Om Rabbi Yechon states, Tamburibi Eni Yedea Mahu. I don't understand this Svara and this Kavah Chayma of Rabbi Yossi, and he calls him Buribi, as Rashi says, that he was a Chacham and he was the Gadol Adar. Shari Chuvasa Bitsidai, this Kavah Chayma cannot be correct, since we know that there's a Mefurash Adin Le Chachamim that go against that Kavah Chayma and go against that Din, as the Gemara explains, that we will be able to prove against the Din of Rabbi Yossi from the Halacha that the Rabbanan state in the Brisa that we will see in a moment, and that we mentioned in Akdama, that when you have a food that became tummy through a Tful Yoyim, the Rabbanan hold that it becomes a Shlishi B'Negei Truma, and it's considered Pasal, and even though she Pasal B'Truma, but Ve'ina Eisir Revi B'Kodesh, and even so the Rabbanan say that a Tful Yoyim can only make a Hegdish into a Shlishi, and it cannot make Hegdish into a Revi, and L'Chir, based on your Kavah Chayma, it should be clear that if Truma could become a Shlishi, then certainly Hegdish should become a Revi, since we had the Kavah Chayma from the Mechus Kippurim. And where do we find the Shita of this Chachamim? The Tanya, as we learned in Braisa, Abishol states, Tful Yoyim Tchilu L'Kodesh, that B'Negei Hegdish, we consider a Tful Yoyim as if he's a Rishon L'Tuma, L'Tamei Shnayim, and therefore he could make two things Tamei, because from Rishon you could go to a Sheni, and then to a Shlishi, V'Lufsel Echad, and then the Tuma will continue and go down even further and make another item into a Revi B'Kodesh. And as we stated, Rameo Im Rameo hold Mitame Echad U'Paisel Echad, that a Tful Yoyim is always considered a Sheni L'Tuma, Bein L'Gabi Chulin, that it's not Mitame Chulin, Bein L'Gabi Truma, that it causes Truma to become Pasel, and it will cause Truma to become a Shlishi L'Tuma, and Bein L'Gabi Hegdish, that'll be Mitame Hegdish, meaning that since the Tful Yoyim is a Sheni, so therefore the first piece of Hegdish that a Tful Yoyim touches will become a Shlishi, which is considered Tame, and then if that piece of Hegdish touches another piece of Hegdish, so that second piece of Hegdish will now be considered a Revi, and the reason why the Gemara calls it Pasel is because it contracts Tuma, but it can't transmit Tuma, as we explained in Dak Dama. And finally we get to the Shita of the Chacham hold, Kishem Shepesel Eichel Truma Mashke Truma, Kach Pesel Eichel Kodesh Mashke Kodesh, that B'negei at Tful Yoyim, there's a din that Tful Yoyim only has the power to make Truma or Hegdish a Shlishi, and it can't go further than that, and there's no din that Tful Yoyim can make Hegdish into a Revi. And therefore, Rabbi Yechon's question is that L'chay Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbanan, and we see that Rabbanan hold that even though something could make Truma into a Shlishi, it doesn't necessarily mean that that thing should actually make Hegdish into a Revi. And therefore, it's Shver and Rabbi Yossi. And the Gemara continues, Maskel Rapapa, Rapapa says back to Rabbi Yechon, Mimai Rabbi Yossi Rabbanan Svilei, your entire question is based on a premise that Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbanan, but who said that he holds like Rabbanan? Dilmaka B'Shal Svilei, maybe Rabbi Yossi holds like the Shita B'Shal, and therefore it's not going to be a question to Rabbi Yossi, as his Brisa works out exactly like Rabbi Yossi. The Omar, since B'Shal holds L'Tami Shnayim V'Luf Selechad, that a Tful Yoyim is considered like a Rishon L'Tuma, and a Tful Yoyim has the Koyach to create a Revi B'Kodesh, and therefore this actually works out perfectly like the Kavah Chayma. Ayin Rashi, that the Gemara could have answered that Rabbi Yossi holds not only like B'Shal, but he also could hold like Rameya, as Rameya also argues on Rabbanan, and Rameya hold that Tful Yoyim can cause Hegdish to become a Revi L'Tuma, and therefore, of course, this would not be against the Kavah Chayma. And the Gemara responds back to Rabbi Papa, that Rabbi Yechon was asking Rabbi Yossi because Isak Kedaita Kavah Shal's Filei, you think that Rabbi Yossi holds like B'Shal, and that Tful Yoyim would have a din that he could be Metame Kachim, and the Kachim will become a Revi. So Lasi L'Revi B'Kodesh Me'ichel Shabam Machav Tful Yoyim. Why would Rabbi Yossi specifically have taught us that Kachim can become a Revi from a Kavah Chayma from Mechus HaKippurim, if he should have learned that Kachim can become a Revi from a Kavah Chayma from food that became Tame from a Tful Yoyim? And the Kavah Chayma would be as follows: Uma Oichel Habam Machav Tful Yoyim, the Madach of food product of Chumo Kachim that came from a Tful Yoyim, the Tful Yoyim Gufa Mutab Chulin, and Tful Yoyim itself is Mutatid Chulin and Maisheni, and Amrit Eiser Revi B'Kodesh, and even though a Tful Yoyim is so weak, it still creates a Dinner Revi B'Negei Hegdish. And therefore, as the Gemara continues, then Daflam B'Namnalef, Oichel Shlishi Habam Machmasheni, if you have a Shlishi which comes from a Sheni L'Tumah, and a loaf of bread which is a Sheni is much stronger Tumah than a Tful Yoyim, because as we know, the Sheni Gufay Asa B'Chulin, a loaf of bread that is Chulin, can become a Sheni L'Tumah, so in Adin, Sha'isa Revi B'Kodesh, so certainly if a Tful Yoyim, which is a weaker Tumah, can cause Hegdish to become a Revi, then the food that is a Sheni can ultimately cause Hegdish to become a Revi as well. And by the fact that Rabbi Rabbi Yossi did not bring the Kal V'chomer from Tfil Yom and still brought the Kal V'chomer from Mechus HaKippurim, it must be that he doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi and he holds like Rabbanon, and therefore Rabbi Yechon has a major question on Rabbi Yossi that L'chir Mineu Bei, that since you hold like the Chachamim, therefore it's Muchach that your Kal V'chomer is not correct, as the Chachamim hold that Tfil Yom cannot make a Revi B'Kodesh. And the Gemara continues, V'chitem Mishum the Ikel Mifach Mal Tfil Yom Shekein Abba Tuma. And if you're going to say the reason why Rabbi Yossi would not bring Kal V'chomer from Tfil Yom, not because he doesn't hold like Abishol, but even though he holds like Abishol, he didn't feel it's a valid Kal V'chomer. And as we stated yesterday, Shekein Yesh B'mina Abba Tuma, that it's possible to have a Tfil Yom that came from a strong Tuma that is an Abba Tuma, and therefore the Kal V'chomer would not work. As we would say that the reason why a Tfil Yom can make Hegdash into a Revi is because it comes from a very strong Tuma, as it's possible for it to have come from the original Tuma of being an Abba Tuma. However, B'negei Michael, which is not possible to ever be an Abba Tuma, as we know that Michael could only start off as a Rishul Tuma, so maybe in regard to this din, a Michael is also more Kal, and therefore a Michael cannot cause Hegdash to become a Revi B'tuma. But the Gemara answers that it can't be, that that's the reason why Rabbi Yossi did not learn a Kal V'chomer from the din of Tfil Yom, as L'maisa Ha'i Sinim M'chus HaKippurim V'loi Pachi. Rabbi Yossi actually brought the Kal V'chomer from M'chus HaKippurim, and that Pircha would be the same Pircha B'negei M'chus HaKippurim, as we would be able to say the same thing, that maybe the reason why a M'chus HaKippurim can cause Hegdash to be a Revi is because Yesh B'minei Ava Tuma, that it's possible for M'chus HaKippurim to have started his Tuma based on being an Ava Tuma, which is the standard case of M'chus HaKippurim by Zav Zava Yoledes HaMetzariah. Maybe since a food product cannot become an Ava Tuma, so maybe that's why it can't transmit Tuma to Hegdash and it can't make it a Revi B'Kodesh. Therefore, from the fact that Rabbi Yossi brought his Kal V'chomer from M'chus HaKippurim, so you see by the fact that Shekein B'minei Ava Tuma is not considered a Pircha according to Rabbi Yossi, similar to the fact that Rabbi Yechon Zakkai and Mishnah did not consider that Pircha either. Therefore, the original question is now once again back that L'chaira can't be that Rabbi Yossi holds like Abishol, because if he held like Abishol, then he should have brought the Kal V'chomer from Tfil Yom, and therefore it must be that Rabbi Yossi holds like a Chachamim. And since we just proved that Rabbi Yossi must hold like a Chachamim, and therefore Rabbi Yechon's question on Rabbi Yossi is a valid question, and the Gemara doesn't bring a teretz for Rabbi Yechon's question on Rabbi Yossi. Our Gemara continues, Rabbi Asi said in the name of Rav, Amrilon, some say, that it was Rabbi ben Isi that said over the name of Rav, and we're going to bring five different Tanoim that hold like Rabbi Yechon and Zakkai, that Truma can become a Shlishi, and Chulin cannot become a Shlishi, and this is against the Shita Rabbi Kiva, who taught us in the Mishnah, based on a Pasuk, that not only can Truma become a Shlishi, but even Chulin can become a Shlishi Latuma. Rav stated, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yesi, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Lezer, Kulu Svurlu, they all hold that in Sheni, Isa Shlishi B'Chulin, that although Truma can become a Shlishi, however, Chulin cannot become a Shlishi. And the Gemara now brings down where we see the Shita of these Tanaim. So Rav Meir is based on a Mishnah, Mesechus Parah, the Tanan, as we learned in the Mishnah, called Toyin Bias Mayim Medivri Seifim. If something is only Tamei Medrabbanon, and therefore it only has to go into Mikvah based on a Din Drabbanon, therefore this person has a Din like a Sheni L'Tumah, and therefore Mitamis HaKodesh, he's Mitamei Kodesh, and the Kodesh will be a Shlishi, and then it'll create a Revi as well, who places a Truma, and since he is a Sheni L'Tumah, therefore B'negei Truma, Truma can only become a Shlishi, and he passes the Truma. And as we explained before, the Lashon of Paisel is makes sense, B'negei Truma, that's a Shlishi, because the Truma will contract Tuma, but will not be able to transmit Tuma further to Truma, and even though it'll transmit Tuma further to Kachim, but the Maisel, we use the term Paisel in order to tell us that B'negei Truma, you can't have further Tuma. And finally, since this person is only Tuma Drabbanan, and therefore his Tuma is considered like a Sheni L'Tuma, and therefore Mutar B'chul of a Maisel, even if he touches Chulun and Maisa, the Chulun and Maisa will not become Tamei at all, as Chulun and Maisa cannot become a Shlishi L'Tuma, Divrei Rameya, and clearly we see, according to Rameya, although Truma can become a Shlishi L'Tuma, however, Chulun and Maisa cannot become a Shlishi L'Tuma, and the lowest level of Tuma that Shaykh B'negei Chulun and Maisa is a Sheni L'Tuma. The Mishnah continues, V'chom Oisim and Maisa, V'chom argue on Rameya, B'negei Maisa Sheni, and they hold that even though it's true that Maisa would not become Tamei, as Maisa would also not be able to become a Shlishi L'Tuma, however, they still hold that you would not be able to eat this Maisa. And Rashi points out that Rav stated that Rav Meir hold that Chulin cannot become a Shlishi, and L'Chari is not only the Shita of Rav Meir, because the Chum also agreed to Rav Meir, B'negei Chulin and Maisa, that it cannot become a Shlishi L'Tuma. So why did Rav say that it's only according to Rav Meir? And Zok Rashi, that since the Din of the Rabbanon is stated anonymously, and we don't know who the Rabbanon are, therefore we said that Rav Meir holds like this, but in the Chanami, what the Gemara means to say is Rav Meir, as well as those who argue on him, all hold that Chulin cannot become a Shlishi L'Tuma. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yisi, where do we see the Rabbi Yisi holds that chulin cannot become a shlishi l'tumah? Hadamaran, it's based on Rabbi Yisi that we saw on Daf Chav Tesam Beis, where Rabbi Yisi stated that kachin can become a revi l'tumah, and then Isai, and if it's true, Rabbi Yisi would hold that chulin can become a shlishi, leisi l'revi b'tumah v'chamishi b'kodesh, then l'chaira, we should use the Kal V'chaimah and take it a step further, as since chulin can become a shlishi, so therefore when the Kal V'chaimah from Tvul Yayim, we would say that Truma could become a Revi, and then we will have a Chayma from Chusik Kaburim, and we have to say that Kachim can become a Chamishi, and by the fact that Rabbi Yisi states that Kachim can only become a Revi, therefore it must be that he holds Chulim becomes a Sheni, Truma becomes a Shlishi based on the Kal V'chaimah from Tvul Yayim, and finally Hegdish can only become a Revi based on the Kal V'chaimah from the Chusik Kaburim. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Shua, the Rav states Rabbi Shua also holds that Chulim cannot become a Shlishi, the Tnan, and this is based on the Mishnah in Masechtas Tyres, that the Mishnah over there is talking about different dinei tumah midrabanan, and Rabbi Leza held ha'oichal oichal rishon. If someone eats an oichal which is a rishon tumah, then that person himself becomes a rishon tumah midrabanan. Sheni, if he ate something which was a sheni tumah, then he becomes a sheni tumah. Shlishi, if he ate something which is a shlishi tumah, shlishi, then he becomes a shlishi tumah. And Rabbi Shua argues on Rabbi Leza, and he says ha'oichal oichal rishon. If someone eats something which is a rishon tumah va'oichal sheni, or if he eats something which is a sheni tumah, in both cases you become a sheni l'tumah. However, shlishi, if you eat something which is a shlishi, then sheni b'kodesh, then you become a sheni b'degei hegdish, and therefore you'll be able to be metameh a shlishi as well as revi afterwards. However, ve'in sheni b'tumah, but he doesn't become a sheni l'tumah b'degei tumah, and therefore this person that ate a shlishi l'tumah will not be able to be metameh tumah at all, as a tumah can only go down to the level of being a shlishi. And the Mishnah continues, Rabbi Shmuel explains that how is it possible that a person would eat a piece of chulin that's a shlishi l'tumah? And he explained, b'chulin shenasu atayres tumah. We talk about a specific case where a person was machmir on himself and he was mekabel on himself that all his chulin he would keep on the same dagger as if it was tumah, and therefore, even though it became a shlishi, it was really tummy to him. The Gemara now continues and proves that Rabbi Shmuel holds that chulin cannot become a shlishi l'tumah, and we will learn our Gemara based on the Geisa of Rashi, atayres tumah in chulin great eloi, that the only time that it's possible to have a piece of chulin that's considered a shlishi l'tumah is only when you had this chulin and you kept it atayres akhtumah. However, if it would be chulin by itself, then it would not become a shlishi l'tumah, as Rabbi Shua holds that chulin cannot become a shlishi l'tumah, and therefore, as Rav stated, clearly we see that Rabbi Shua holds that in sheni is a shlishi b'chulin. And Rashi points out that why would someone be mekabel on themselves to keep their chulin atayres tumah? Zok Rashi shabaleim koyin, that the owner was a koyin, and he was used to keeping chuma around his house, and he was mekabel himself to eat all his chulin in order that he should be ruggled to make sure that b'degei chuma he doesn't make a tummy ayin and rashi. And the Gemara continued with the fourth mandama, Rabbi Leza also holds in sheni is a shlishi b'chulin, that chulin can never become a shlishi l'tuma. And the Bachas goes the Tznan, as this is a Mishnah Masechtas Tyrus, Rabbi Leza states, and Rabbi Leza is responding to the words of the Chumim, and it's really not negeya what the Chum state, but the main point is that Rabbi Leza states shloshin shavin, it doesn't make a difference what the original tumah was, and it doesn't make a difference if it originally was a rishon and it was chulin, or if it was truma, or if it was hegdish. And as the Mishnah stated, a rishon should be kaidish v'shebechulin v'shebetruma, and it doesn't make a difference if the item was hegdish or was chulin or was truma when it was a rishon or tumah. In all cases, mitame shnayim u'poisel echel b'kaidish v'negeya din of hegdish, then this rishon or tumah can go and transmit tumah to two other items, and it can transmit tumah to a third item, but that third item will not be able to transmit tumah further, and therefore it can make a sheni and a shlishi, and a revi will be puzzle, and it will not be able to transmit tumah further. However, mitame echad u'paisel echad b'tumah, b'negeya tumah, it only goes down to a shlishi, and therefore a rishon can make something else tumah, and it makes it a sheni, and then that sheni could make tumah into a shlishi, but it only puzzles it, as at that point tumah cannot become a revi. And then Rabbi Leza states first u'paisel echad b'chulin, that this rishon can only make chulin into a sheni, and at that point it's considered puzzle, and it can only contract tumah, but it can't transmit tumah further, and therefore clearly we see Rabbi Leza holds that chulin cannot become a shlishi, and as Rav stated, ain sheni is a shlishi b'chulin. And finally, the Gemara gets to the fifth Tana, that Rabbi Leza also holds that a sheni cannot create a shlishi b'degei chulin. The Tanan, as we learned in Mishnah Masechtas Challah, that the Chacham hold that although generally there's a shear for hafrashes challah, however, if your dough became tamei through shayeg or through an oinis, and therefore it wasn't your fault, the din is that you would only take off a small piece of challah, since challah has a din like truma, and and a kohen cannot eat challah that is tummy. Therefore, the Chacham said, in that case, you take off a very small piece of challah, and instead of taking off 1 in 24, which is about 4% of the dough, you take off 1 in 48, which is about 2% of the dough. And the Chacham stated that if the dough became tummy b'mezid, then we require him to take the standard share of challah, shelo yehi chayti nischa. However, Rebbeleza states, if this Issa became tummy b'mezid, then challah nentels min hatorah al tameah, then we actually require this person to go and make another batch of dough that will be tar. Now you'll have a batch of dough that's tummy and a separate batch of dough that's tar, and you'll take off the challah from the batch of dough that's tar. Now the problem is that the only way a person can take off challah is if you take both doughs and you put them together, and then you could take a piece of dough from it. But at that point, if you're taking the tar dough and you're putting it together with the tummy dough, you're causing the second dough to become tummy as well. And before we continue, let's just point out that there's a din that if something is smaller than a beah, so there's no question that even if that item is actually tummy, it can't transmit tumah to something else, as not considered a davar chashuv that can be metama other items. And there's machlekes rishonim if a piece of food that is smaller than a beah can even contract tumah, as Rashi over here seems that that item can contract tumah, it just can't transmit tumah. However, other rishonim say that it can't even contract tumah. And the Mishnah in Masechtas Challah continues, Ketzad, how would you take off challah in this scenario? The Mishnah tells us, Shtei Isa is achas tayor v'achas tameah. Now you have two doughs, one is tar and one is tummy. Noitel kedei challah m'isa shleihor mechalasa. You'll take off the shear of challah from the dough that you now created, which is tar, and you never took off challah from it. As if you take off challah from it and it's already misukin, you can no longer take off challah once again. And as Rashi says, that you can't be perished min apetur al achiyav v'loi chayel le'asu shev challah, and therefore you'll not be able to create another piece of challah from that dough. So the ma'isa, you take the shear of challah from the second dough, which is tar, and then you take a large bowl and you place the piece of challah that is tar on one side of the bowl and the dough that is tummy on the other side of the bowl, and you also create a connection and chibo between these two pieces by placing another small piece of tar dough in between these two pieces, and you will now be able to take off challah since all of the dough are now attached and are minamukav. And even though the small piece of tar dough that you will go and place and create the bridge with will become tummy, since Rashi holds that even a food that is smaller than a beah can contract tumah, but it won't cause the piece of challah to become tummy, since the small dough is less than a beah and it can't transmit tumah. And we continue on daf lamed on the beis, but chum oisim and chum argue on Rebbe Lezer, and they hold that it would be us to do so. The Gemara will explain the machlekes between Rebbe Lezer and chacham in a moment. And the Gemara continues with Tanya, and we have another brisa that states that Rebbe Lezer did not say that the bridge had to be a piece of dough which was smaller than a beah, but even if you connected the two doughs by using a piece of dough that is the size of a beah, that it would still be fine. And at this point, let us explain the raya of the Gemara. The Rebbe Lezer must hold that chulin cannot become a shlish l'tumah. As l'chayra, how could the brisa state that this bridge is the size of a beah if l'chayra it would then transmit tumah to the tar piece of challah? So how can the brisa say that the middle piece can even be a kebeah? And therefore, it must be that Rebbe Lezer holds that this works because at this point, you will never curry shame on the piece of dough that you will eventually use as the challah, and therefore, at this point, it is actually still chulin. And since the original dough is at most a rishain, and the bridge is at most a sheni, so a sheni can't transmit tumah to chulin. Therefore, while this dough that eventually will be challah is attached to the rest of the dough, it's considered full-fledged chulin and never could become tummy. And then when the person goes and takes this challah off and he picks it up and he says, I want this to be challah, at that point, it's not attached to the item that's tummy any longer. And even though at this point it becomes kachim, but l'maisa, since it never touched a sheni, therefore there's no problem of tumah here at all. And the Gemara continues, Savru, that the Bnei Yeshiva thought to say that idi v'idi b'isri shayna, that both the first brisa that said that it has to be smaller than a beah, and the second brisa that says that it could even be the size of a beah, hold that we're talking about an isa that was original tumah. And in addition, both brises hold v'chulin hatfun l'chala loike chala damu, that when you have a dough that chala was not taken off of yet, is not considered hegdish, and we look at the entire dough as if it's chulin. The Gemara continues, my lab b'hakamifgli, and Rashi explains that the Gemara's question is that what is the basis of the machlekes between Rebbe Lezer and the chachamim of the brisa, and it must be the masava ein sheni oisa shlishi b'chulin. Rebbe Lezer holds that a sheni cannot create a shlishi b'negei chulin, and therefore if you take this bridge and even if it's a beah, it would not be an issue at all, as we explained, because even though that piece of dough would become tummy, but it would be a sheni l'tuma, and therefore when it touches the piece of dough which is tar and eventually will be challah, it can't create tumah on that piece piece of dough, because at this point it's still tevel and it still is considered chulin, and chulin cannot become a shlishi l'tumah. And as we explained, the only time it becomes hegdish is only once the Baal Bayis takes the piece of dough and he mafresh it and he picks it up, and now it's removed and it's not attached to the bridge, which was a shlishi l'tumah. And since it's not attached to that bridge, therefore the piece of challah never became tameh, as at this point it's not touching the shlishi l'tumah. And at the point that it was touching the shlishi l'tumah, it was always considered chulin. Ma'as Sovin Acham that say it's also to do this, they hold that sheni is a shlishi b'chulin, that since a sheni can't create a shlishi even b'degay chulin, therefore by taking this bridge and putting it together with this isa that's tar, it right away creates tumah on the isa, and therefore the Chacham say it's also for you to take off challah from this piece of dough, as if you do so, you'll be giving a kohen a piece of challah that he thinks is tar and it's really tameh. And the way we just explained the machlekes between Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim is very good, according to the Braisa that says that the bridge was a beya, but according to the Braisa that states that the bridge was less than a beya, so why would the Chacham say it's asa if Lemaisa can't transmit tumah to the piece of challah, since anything which is less than a beya cannot transmit tumah? And Rashi explains v'Chacham Eishin Dilma Asa Lemeva Kebeya, that the Chacham are concerned that maybe by mistake you'll make the bridge to be larger than a beya, and then it'll actually create tumah on the isa that you're going to use as your challah. And also Ayin and Rashi, where he explains that l'chera, if Rabbi Lezer holds that chulin cannot become a shlishi, so why would the Braisa state that you have to use a bridge that's less than a beya? If l'chera, as the second Braisa states, that even if the bridge is a beya, it would still not be a problem, as it still cannot be metamei the piece of dough which will eventually be challah, as at this point it's chulin. And Rabbi Lezer holds that chulin cannot become a shlishi. And Rashi says el mishum the kama de efshalamute tumah dam tzayis matinon, according to the version of the first Braisa, that even though in chenami actual piece of challah will not become tameh, however, since there's a general din that is also ligrim tumah l'chulin, and therefore we would rather that the middle piece would be less than a beya, as in this way you're minimizing tumah to chulin. So keep in mind, at this point, the Gemara wanted to say that the question between Rabbi Lezer and Chum was gufa, if a piece of chulin can become a shlishi or not. However, our Gemara continues, Amr Amari b'Rav Rav Kana, the kule alma ain sheni ois shlishi b'chulin, that really even Rabbanan agreed to Rabbi Lezer that chulin cannot become a shlishi, v'hacha b'chulin hatvulin chalakam ifli, and over here the machlekes between Rabbanan and Rabbi Lezer is gufa b'negei chulin, that at this point is tevel and you didn't take off chala. Ma'asav k'chal damu, the Chum hold that's considered mamish chala, and therefore even though you can have a bridge that's a shein l'tumah, it will transmit tumah to the chala, and even though you weren't mafresh the chala yet, but it has a din of hegdish, and therefore even at this point that it's only tevel, it still could become tummy. However, Rabbi Lezer holds at this point that the chala was not taken off, as he was not curious shame, so therefore it's considered tevel, and tevel is considered chulin, and therefore the bridge will not cause any tumah to this piece of chala. And the Gemara continues, or if you want, I could tell you another tarot, to kule alma chulin atulin chala lavka chala dami, that both Rabbi Lezer and the Chum agree that if you have a dough which you did not take off chala from, is not considered as if it's challah and has a din of chulin, and also all agree ve'in sheni oisa shlishi b'chulin, that something that is chulin cannot become shlishi, v'hocha b'mut l'grim tumul chulin shabar tzisokum ifli, and the entire machlekes between Rabbi Lezer and the Chacham is if it's mutter to be going tumah to chulin eretz yisrael. Ma'asav Rabbi Lezer holds mutter l'grim tumul chulin shabar tzisokum, that even though by using this bridge you actually cause that bridge to become tumah, as it's touching a rishon l'tumah and it's being going tumah to chulin eretz yisrael, and Rabbi Lezer holds that even though generally you're not supposed to do so, but over here we were trying to be mesakin challah b'taira, you're allowed to do so, and it's the lesser of two evils. However, ma'asava asa ligrim tumah l'chulin shabar tzol, the Chum hold that even in a matzav where you're trying to be mesakin tumah or be mesakin challah, we still don't want you to cause tumah to chulin eretz yisrael. And the Gemara continues and quotes for the Mishnah daf chaf zayin and beis, where Rabbi Kiva said a third din by b'yoyim, on the same day that Rabbi Lezer ben Azai was nismanan to be the nasi and rashiva, dorish Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva dashim based on the steer of the psukim that states b'negei to Ori Alevim, as the pasuk states who had dosim mechutz le'ir as pas kedma alpayim ba'amar, and its mashman of the Levim had a 2,000 amma area outside of the city. And then the pasuk states mekira ir v'chutza elav amma saviv, that they only had 1,000 ammas, and Rabbi Kiva explained that really the Levim only had 1,000 ammas of a perimeter outside of the city, which was used in order to beautify the city. And when the Torah states that they had 2,000 ammas outside of the city, that is just teaching us that there's a din of Trum Shabbos, and 2,000 ammas outside of a city is still considered part of the city. And if you walk further than that, you'll be Ivan Trum Shabbos. And as we'll see in a moment, that Rabbi Kiva holds that Trum Shabbos is the Raisa. However, the Mishnah brought from Rabbi Lezer ben Ishah Rabbi Yisrael Lili, that Elef Amma Migra, Kurish, Einichadami, the Levium had 1,000 amah perimeter, which were left without planting and without trees in order to beautify the city, Valpayim amah Sadis Ukramim, and then they had an additional 1,000 amah perimeter outside of that area that the Levium were able to plant Sadis and make vineyards in that area. And the Gemara states, B'maikim Miflegi, what is the basis of the machlekes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lezer, B'nesha Rabbi Seaglili, that Masav at Chumun Deraisa, Rabbi Kiva holds that we see from here Makara that Chumun is Deraisa, and Masava and Rabbi Lezer, B'nesha Rabbi Seaglili holds that Chumun is Derabonon, and the Taisu Shans brings down from a Yushalmi that Philu Manda Islay, the Chum Apayim, Lehavi Elmid Rabbonon, that even according to Manda Amid, that holds that Chum of 2,000 Amis is Omid Rabbonon, because Mokaim, the Chum of Gimel Pasais, have a Deraisa, that certainly a Chum of Gimel Pasais is a Din Deraisa. And our Gemara continues and discusses the fourth din that Rabbi Kiva mentioned on Mishnah, and on Mishnah we actually saw machlekes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Nechemiah as to how Klai Yisrael said the Shira by the Yam. Rabbi Kiva used the term Kekernes Halal, and Rabbi Nechemiah used the term Kekernes Shema V'loi Kekernes Halal. And our Gemara will now bring a Braisa, which will not bring two Shitas, but will actually bring three Shitas. It'll bring the Shita of Rabbi Kiva, the Shita of Rabbi Nechemiah, as well as the Shita of Rabbi Lezer ben Eshu Rabbi Yisrael Levi. And the Braisa starts Tana Banan, Baibi Yom Darsh Rabbi Kiva. On that day, the Rabbi Lezer ben Azayah became Rosh Shiva, Rabbi Kiva Dashin, B'shosha Ol Yisrael Min Hayom, when Klal Yisrael came out of Yamsuf, Nosnu Heneim Lei Mashira, they desired to say Shira, V'ketzet Am Mashira, and how did they say the Shira? K'gadol HaMakris Halal, just like a Gadol who could be Moitzi someone else, Yidei Chavasan, wouldn't read Halal for others, V'hein Oinu Achrav Roshi Prakim, and just like when a Gadol reads Halal for the Tziba, the way that they used to read Halal is that the Gadol will start off and say Haluka, and everyone will respond back Haluka, and then he would say Halu Avdei Hashem, and the entire call wouldn't say Halal, and they would just respond Haluka. And the Rambam says that they used to say Haluka 123 times, and this was the same way that Moshe and Klal Yisrael said the Shira by the Yamsuf, as Moshe Amar Shira Lashem, Moshe stated Ashira Lashem, Vehina Einu Achrav Ashira Lashem, and Klal Yisrael would respond to Moshe Ashira Lashem, and then Moshe Amar Kigoyga, Moshe stated Kigoyga, Vehina Einu Ashira Lashem. They did not respond Kigoyga, but they would respond Ashira Lashem, and that is what they did the entire time of the Shira, as Moshe Rabbeinu made up the Shira, and then they responded after him, and they stated the words Ashir Lashem as a response to Moshe's statements. And Rabbi Lezer ben Eshu basically Eimeh could cut it on Makris Halal, that it wasn't like a godless Makris Halal, but it was like a cotton who would read Halal for the Tziba, since we know that a cotton cannot be Moitzi the Tziba, the Achiev of Halal. Therefore, even though the cotton would say a line of Halal, the Tziba would have to respond and say over the entire line that he stated, as otherwise they wouldn't be Yitzah, and therefore the same applied in the Gate of Shira. Moshe Amar Ashir Lashem, Moshe stated Ashir Lashem, Vehin Imrim, and Klal Yisrael responded Ashir Lashem, Moshe Amar Kigoga, Moshe stated Kigoga, Vehin Imrim Kigoga, and then they responded and said the same words as Moshe Rabbeinu did, and they did this the entire time that they said the Shira. And this is similar to the case of Halal, where the Kotan knew how to read Halal, and the rest of the people did not know how to read Halal. And in this case also, Moshe Rabbeinu made up the Shira, and Moshe stated the Shira, and Klal Yisrael didn't know how to say the Shira, and then they responded back to Moshe, and they said the same words that Moshe Rabbeinu stated. And as we saw in the Mishnah, Rabbi Nechemiah argued on Rabbi Kiva, so over here also we'll see in the Braisa, Rabbi Nechemiah also will argue on Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Nechemiah stated in the Mishnah, Kekoyne Shema, V'loi Kekoyne Sehalel, and the Braisa continues and explains the Shita of Rabbi Nechemiah, that Rabbi Nechemiah Omer, Rabbi Nechemiah states that the way that Klal Yisrael said the Shira by the Yamsuf, it is Seifa, Peris al Shema, B'Bitz HaKnesses, similar to a Melamed Tanaikis, who used to be in the Beis Medrash at all times, and therefore he was available to be the Chazan HaKnesses and say Shema for the Olam, Shu Pesach Tchilo V'Hin Oin Achav, and he would start off the Bechas Kriyishma and Kriyishma, and then the rest of the Tziba would respond afterwards and would continue saying Bechas Kriyishma, as everyone was familiar with Bechas Kriyishma. Therefore, once he starts Bechas Kriyishma and Shema, the Tziba would continue and say it on their own, and similar to the way we have a Chazan in our shuls nowadays. And similarly, Moshe Rabbeinu started and said Ashir Lashem, and then Klal Yisrael repeated and said Ashir Lashem, and then they continued together to sing the Shira together. And Rashi explains, how is it that Klal Yisrael knew the Shira? V'kach shor seruach ha-kodesh al-kulam v'kibnu yachad es ha-shir k'chsava ayin in Rashi. And the Gemara continues and explains machlekes between Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Lezer ben Eshu, Rabbi Yisrael Levi, and Rabbi Nechemiah. B'maika mifli, what is the base of the machlekes? Rabbi Kiva sava leima amal sekamaisa. Rabbi Kiva holds when the Torah stated az yashir Moshe ben Yisrael es ha-shir ha-zayis v'yemu leima. And as we explain, b'negeya mitzvah makes sense. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would say to Moshe, v'yidabe shalom Moshe, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe, and he told him, Lema, that I give you permission to say over this tzivoy, or this idea, Shia to Klal Yisrael. However, b'negei l'shira, why did the Torah use the word lema? And Rabbi Akiva explains, amilsa kamaisa, it's going back on the first thing that Moshe Rabbeinu stated, and therefore every single time that Moshe Rabbeinu made a statement, they would respond back with the first words that he used of Ashur Lashem. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Blaz ben Ishur Rabbi Yisrael Glili Sava, and Rabbi Blaz of the son of Rabbi Yisrael Glili holds, lema, when the Torah states the word lema, akal milsa milsa, it's teaching us that Moshe Rabbeinu said over every pasuk of the Shira, and Klal Yisrael repeated every pasuk word for word after Moshe Rabbeinu taught them the Shira. And finally, Rabbi Nechemiah Sava, Rabbi Nechemiah holds that since the pasuk says, Vayomu lema, therefore we learn as follows, Vayomu da amakulu b'hada adadi, by the fact that it says Vayomu, it shows that they all said the entire Shira by themselves, and they said it together with Moshe Rabbeinu, but then by the fact that it says lema, the pasuk of Moshe Breisha, that's teaching us that Moshe started off, and he was the first one that initiated the Shira. And as Rashi says, Vayomu kulam achash nirshu lema, that they stated the entire Shira after Moshe Rabbeinu gave them permission to say Shira, dahainu achash pasuk chacham, and that is after the chacham referring to Moshe began saying the Shira. And the Gemara continues, Tanu Rabbanu, we learned to the Braisa, Dorish Rabbi Yisrael Glili Dashin, B'shar Sha'ol Yisrael Meniyam, at the point that Klai Yisrael came out of the Yamsuf, Nasno Einayim Leim Hashira, they decided to say Shira, V'kisat Am Hashira, and how they say Shira, Oilo Mutal Abirke Imai, that a young child that was already weaned from his mother and was sitting on the knees of his mother, and V'tinik Yonik Mishtei Imai, and a child who was so young that he was still nursing from his mother, however, Kivin Shiro is a Shechina, once they saw the Shechina, as we learned earlier in the Masechta, that these children already saw the Shechina at the point that they were born, because the Shechina took care of them, and therefore they knew the Shechina, and they were able to see the Shechina first. Oilo Hagbiyat Savari, so this young child picked up his neck, V'tinik Shama Dad Mepiv, and V'tinik took the Dad out of his mouth, V'amru, and they stated, Zekhe Levan Veil, Shenema, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim in Kapitel Ches, discussing Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, and the Pasuk says, Mepi Oilim V'yankim Yisad Ta'iz, through the mouth of the Oilim and Yankim, you were able to establish your strength. And this is similar to the Pasuk that says, Ozi V'zim Eska V'hili L'shua, and therefore we see the Lashon Oiz B'negei the Shira, and therefore we dash in this Pasuk B'negei the children saying Zekhe Levan Veil when they saw the Shechina by the Yamsuf. And the Gemara continues, Rameya Imer Rameya states, B'nai Shafil Ubrim Shemei Iman Amru Shira, that how do we know that even the embryos in the mother's wombs were saying Shira? And we continue on Daflam and Alpha and Alf, Shenema, as the Pasuk states in Tehillim in Kapitel Samaches, B'makelus Baruch Hu Elokim Hashem in Makor Yisrael, when Klai Yisrael were gathered together by the Yamsuf and it split by them, and then they wanted to say Shira, then not only did Klai Yisrael see Shira, but even the unborn children and the fetuses said Shira at that point. And some agrees that the Gemara is Balei Chazu, that how could the children that were not yet born say Zekhe Levan Veil if they weren't able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So Amar Tanchum, Bram Nasalan Kespak Ramir Vero, that in the Hanami, even those children that were yet unborn, they were able to have this Nevuah, they were able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu clearly, and it was as if they were seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu through a clear glass, and we will stop over here.